Over the Sun, How the White Lions Saved the World. This is a story written by Sedona Holly. Chapter 1. It wasn't Ubuntu's fault he was a bit grumpy. It was just that his left leg wasn't quite right. It never had been. It always gave him a limp. So he looked funny when he walked. The pain was a bother too. Besides his physical challenge, it always seemed to him that everybody else had it better than him, especially his sister Tembi, who seemed to get more attention and even more love from his parents. So Ubuntu was always out of sorts. Even though he was told to count his blessings by his mother, he could only try to do his best. Ubuntu could never quite feel the gratitude she felt he should have. She was always saying that any black family who had food, good health, and shelter in Africa had plenty to be grateful for. He knew she was right. He could see the suffering all around him. Sickness, starvation, poverty, and struggle. On this balmy summer evening, he walked around their field of golden corn as the sun was setting and thought about his life. A soft breeze caressed his face and hair, and the gentleness of the breeze comforted him. He enjoyed the beauty of the orange sunset, and yet there was so many questions in his mind. What would become of them with so much suffering around them? Would they too run out of food or perhaps get sick like so many of the others? Would he spend the rest of his life in this small, poor village in Africa? He heaved a great sigh, took one last lap around their land, and returned to their small, simple hut. Chapter 2. South Africa is a magical place with wide, open, sunny skies and desert lands calling to be explored. The lands and the wild animals are beautiful, ancient, and mysterious. The black people are strong in body and spirit and endure with pride all of the difficulties there, droughts, famines, and diseases bring to them. In addition, they endure the trials of human conflicts between the white and black peoples. Yet, often, there is a strong web of support within families and extended families, which helps them through all of their ongoing daily challenges. Ubuntu worked in the cornfield during the day. The whole family worked together to make ends meet, as school was not available in this remote village. Life was filled with work to put food into their bellies, and all of the black families in their area lived with the same task of simply getting enough water and food to sustain themselves. Ubuntu's father was a tall, slim man with a strong body from working their farm and walking to town to buy and sell food. He was silent much of the time and seemed so often to be preoccupied with making sure everything ran smoothly on their farm. His mother was beautiful to him, with soft yet determined eyes. She cooked, helped with the animals, and raised the children with firmness and kindness. Her face was often somber with the weight of her family responsibilities. And she too worried about their situation. But she tried not to show it too much so the children would not be burdened. His sister Tembi was younger by 4 years. with braided hair and deep brown eyes. She was light on her feet and did her best to not get too much in Ubuntu's way when he was in one of his moods. She was even tempered and was usually upset only because of the others around her, as she would feel everyone's feelings as easily as her own. She obediently tended to their land and the animals, and did her best to help with all the chores she was asked to take care of. While just a young girl, she was expected to help like the rest of them, and was mature beyond her years, as are so many children in Africa. This day, and during so many of his other work days in the field, Ubuntu escaped from drudgery by dreaming about faraway places. He loved to dream that he could fly over distant lands and drop in anywhere he chose at his whim. Today again, he flew all over Africa in his mind while he tended the field. His daydreams made his chores bearable and helped him not feel too burdened by his constant work in the field. Flying in perfect freedom brought a slight smile to his lips and a deep breath into his belly. His clear and beautiful dreams of Africa were especially strong today, and despite his limping about the field, he felt heartened. Chapter 3. This warm summer night, Ubuntu felt fast asleep and had a most unusual dream. In his dream, a magnificent white lion came to him and gazed at him with big, blue, light-filled eyes. The white lion was the most beautiful creature he had ever seen. Regal and majestic, surrounded by golden white light. He radiated peace and gentleness and seemed to know Ubuntu as if they had met before. As this magical lion gazed at him some more, Ubuntu began to feel his body become ever more peaceful, and he marveled at what happened next. First, he felt his body melt all over, as if he was in the most comforting warm lake he had ever swum in. Then he felt a gentle, warm tingling in his hands and feet. He felt an unusually friendly tickle in the center of his chest and at the top of his head. And as the lion kept gazing, this tickle grew into a tingling warmth, until finally there was a soft opening all through his upper body and heart. His whole body melted into the most amazing sensation. What was this extraordinary feeling? This was a feeling he had in a small way when he hugged his mother and father and sometimes his sister, or when he spent time with the animals they kept. Yet this feeling he was having now was stronger than ever before. This all-over warmth and new tingly feeling in his heart made him want to shout, dance, and sing. His whole body was rearranging itself in ways he could not understand. He felt bigger, lighter, and filled with joy, as if the golden light of the sun itself filled him now with a kind radiance he had never felt before. As this white lion kept steadily gazing with his big blue laser eyes, the door to Ubuntu's heart finally flew wide open, and he fell in love with this beautiful creature before him. Ubuntu was now filled up with the magic of a most exquisite, kind and gentle love. Chapter 4. This love made him want to go and shake his mother. Oh mama, guess what I think? I am in love. A white line came to me and... He suddenly looked at his mother and saw her for the first time with new eyes. He was amazed by her quiet dignity and strength. He found himself saying with passion, I love you, mama, more than I have ever felt before. With that declaration, he gave her the biggest hug he had ever given her. And to his father, Upapa, Upapa, guess what? He now looked at his father and saw for the first time his gentle steadiness of purpose and how he dedicated his whole life to the well-being of his family without complaint. He found himself saying to his father, I love you, my father. And he gave him a big hug, the biggest ever in his whole life. And yes, even to his sister. Tembi, Tembi, guess what? I have fallen in love with a lion. And he now looked at her and saw, for the first time, the dance of joy and life sparkling in her beautiful brown eyes. She moved with grace and aliveness and a love of the earth and all living things. I love you, Tembi. You are one amazing sister. He then gave her the biggest hug he had ever given her. This new feeling in his body made him want to dance a circle dance with his whole family to celebrate all of life, even the repetition of working in the field. He wanted to hug the earth and to kiss the seeds which gave him life. This new passion made him want to shout, Thank you! To their field of corn, which grew so generously for them and kept them alive. He looked up at the sky and it was as if he saw it for the very first time. How blue it was, how amazing it seemed now to see the sunrise in the morning and to feel its rays of warmth be absorbed by his skin. How magical it was to feel the day cool and to see the stars twinkle mysteriously in the great vast African sky. All of this he had seen before, yet had never really seen at all. He had looked into the white lion's eyes, and magic had begun inside him. He felt a light shudder of exquisite tingling. Wow! Being in love with the world was fun. Everything was bright. Chapter 5. Ubuntu woke up early the next morning and had scarcely opened his eyes when he remembered his dream of the night before. He felt his body to see what remained. He closed his eyes to feel his heart. And yes, it was still there, that extraordinary feeling of lightness and joy, overflowing with aliveness, like a sunny spring brook bubbling in the desert. With a burst of energy, he jumped out of bed and ran to wake up his sister. Tembi, Tembi! She stirred. He looked at her and realized his feelings were still there from the night before. His jaw dropped as he saw her with new eyes, this time in real life. As he gazed at her now, he felt a warm glow spread in his heart, and he realized how magnificent she truly was. He looked down and said quietly, Tembi, I had a dream. She heard his earnestness and saw he was very quiet now. She sat up and said, Ubuntu, what has happened to you? He gazed softly in her wide open eyes and said quietly, "I have had a dream about a lion, and this lion is pure white. This lion looked deeper inside me than anyone has ever looked, Tembi, and I'm feeling so excited now. I want to go outside and touch the earth." He turned and said, "Come on." She threw on some clothes and followed him. He walked her down to the end of the field, all the while smiling at nature's bounty. When they arrived at some bushes and trees on a knoll, they sat down together, feeling closer than ever before. "Tembi," he took her hand gently, now lowering his head, and said, "I can't explain this, but I feel different, Tembi. Something new is happening inside me. I feel more alive and more sensitive to all of life. I feel as if I have been asleep until now, and I have just woken up. Look up and see the blue of the sky, Tembi. How stunningly blue it is. Do you see?" And as she looked up, she saw the sky differently too, as this newness rubbed off on her now. She looked at him deeply, and as she sat with him on the knoll at the end of their field, she began to feel stirrings in her heart also, as this warm glow, which both filled and surrounded him, now opened something new in her as well. She listened attentively to this story of his meeting with the white lion, and they made an agreement right then that they would enter the dream world together that night. Tembi wanted to meet him too. They did their chores that day in great anticipation of the coming evening and could hardly wait to go to bed. They made a pact between them that they would not tell anyone about what might happen until they felt the time was right. They could both feel this was a sacred agreement between them and the white lion, and that he had come for a very special reason, a reason which would change not only them but others as well. With great anticipation, they closed their eyes and prayed for sleep. Chapter 6. Tembi was taken by surprise as the white lion visited her immediately. There he was, even more magnificent than she had imagined, simply gazing into her now as she had both feared and anticipated. She stood before this beautiful creature, knowing he could see right inside of her. She could not hide any of her thoughts or feelings now. He was seeing her for who she truly was. As she let this sacred animal look deep inside her soul, she became aware of a very special energy moving through her body. Her feet and hands began to tingle, and there was a warm sensation that spread through her chest. She could feel the top of her head glow with light and excitement as she felt her whole body fill up with golden light, which seemed to pour out of the white lion's soul into hers. She could feel part of herself waking up, as if her cells were beginning to jump for joy at simply living on planet Earth. Cells which had been asleep were vibrating with a new aliveness. She was bursting with excitement and a new sensitivity to everything around her. As she let this gentle lion gaze at her some more, she could feel stirrings in her heart which made her want to fly high to the sky and beyond. She was bursting with energy and life, and now, just like Ubuntu, she opened her heart to his beautiful creature before her. A single tear rolled down her cheek and fell onto her pillow. She knew she was forever changed. Chapter 7. Ubuntu could feel Tembi's inner change while it was happening and was also taken on his own journey that night. The white lion opened its mouth and began to speak in plain Zulu. Ubuntu, my name is Akeru. I have come to tell you that it is time to make a change. I have come from the white lion family to speak with you and your sister. Ubuntu was surprised but waited in eager anticipation for what was to come next. Your human family is in grave danger. We see great disrespect for all of life in many human projects at this time. We ask you to speak on behalf of the White Lions to humanity now. Are you ready to hear this, Ubuntu? Ubuntu took a deep breath, nodded and said, "Okay, I'm ready." "This is what we ask you to say. It has been a long time now that you have disrespected the earth and the world of living creatures, all living creatures. This must stop now if you are to survive. Each twig, each caterpillar, each moth and butterfly are brothers and sisters of one family. In the same way you feel pain if your brother, sister, mother or father hurts, each part of the earth family hurts when another family member is harmed, even if it is across the ocean and a family member you have never met. You hurt when a butterfly is thoughtlessly killed across the ocean, as all of life is one. All of life is one family. You belong to the earth family." Akeri paused for a moment to let Ubuntu take in what he was saying. He then continued, "Each drop in the ocean is held within your body, as your body is held in the stars, and each grain of sand. All is one. There is no separation. When you thoughtlessly heard a butterfly or your brother or sister, you heard yourself and all of life, even if you don't feel it at this time. Now go, Ubuntu, and tell others what we have said. There is not a minute to waste. It is important that all people know, understand, that they affect everyone at all times in everything they do. Each word, thought and action is felt by all." Somewhere in Ubuntu's body, mind and heart, he was now remembering that he had always known this as the truth. "White Lion, blessings to you, Ubuntu. We are with you and will assist you as you begin to teach others what we share with you." Then, as the White Lion looked even more deeply into him, he felt a slow shudder begin at his feet and move through his entire body, leaving through the top of his head. He felt lion courage as he never had before. He understood in that moment that he would do all he had been asked to do, and that this was a great and important message for the entire world. Chapter 8. That morning, Tembi opened her eyes, looked around her room and out onto the field of corn. She felt her body tingling with a new aliveness. Her heart was now beating to an universal rhythm of indescribable beauty and peace. She felt humbled and moved to know she was given life on this wondrous planet. She felt suddenly grateful to simply be alive. She leapt out of bed and ran into her brother's room.
"Ubuntu! Ubuntu! The most amazing thing happened! The white lion came to me and looked deep inside me as no one has ever done and changed me, I know. My heart is bursting and the fields are brighter than I have ever seen them. Everything is so beautiful and the sky is so very blue. He came, Ubuntu, he came. The white lion came to change us so we could help others."
"Tembi, I'm so happy for you." Ubuntu gave her a big hug. He motioned her to go outside and they went for a walk, so they could privately share more about the night before. Ubuntu began.
"Tembi, the white lion came to me too last night and asked me to help humanity. He told me that we are in big trouble because we have disrespected the animal kingdom and all of life. We have forgotten that we are all connected as one family, even though we are corn, butterfly or human. He told me that the Earth family is every living thing on our planet, joined invisibly, even though many of us are not aware of it. He told me that when people thoughtlessly kill a butterfly in Asia, we can feel it in our bodies in Africa. What do you think of that?"
"Ubuntu, that feels so true today. Maybe it wouldn't have felt true yesterday. But today I agree. Ubuntu, magic has begun inside me and in you too. And we have been given a gift of feeling connected to all of life in a whole new way. Are we ever lucky?"
"Yes, Tembi. And we are being asked to give this white line message to others. How can we tell others when most of them are still asleep to the suffering they cause when they thoughtlessly take a life?" Ubuntu closed his eyes and remembered all of the times he had unthinkingly squashed bugs beneath his feet or on purpose between his fingers, as though the small size of the life he had taken meant it didn't matter. He cringed as he remembered how thoughtless and heartless he had been. He vowed to respect all of life from then on. No more squishing bugs. He was done.
"We must begin with ourselves first, Tembi. We cannot teach others if we are not taking to heart what we teach. We must treat all life forms now with kindness, consideration and compassion, so we don't hurt the animals, insects and plants' life thoughtlessly. I can tell already that I feel better inside, because I know I'm helping life, not hurting it. What do you think, Tembi?"
"Ubuntu, I agree. I too have killed spiders when all I really had to do was take them outside and release them unharmed. That is what I will do from now on. And yes, I know, I will feel better inside when I harm no living things intentionally, including members of our family. We must be kind to one another now too."
Feeling the importance of being a living example of what they were to share, they went about their way and began their daily chores.